Counselor Bob Nilsson's attorney initially filed the lawsuit May 5th in Petersburg. It accused Harbormaster Jim Stromdahl of orchestrating an effort to spy on him earlier in the year. The suit alleged that Stromdahl invaded Nilsson's privacy by collecting, quote, information from others who kept watch on Nilsson's house and of those living and visiting the house. Nilsson now alleges that Harbor worker George Wallace, quote, engaged in such spying and passed the information he obtained on to Stromdahl. Nilsson and Wallace are neighbors. Nilsson maintains he's suing the two men as individuals rather than as city employees. He's asking for damages in excess of $100,000. Nilsson's lawsuit claims Stromdahl and Wallace spread false information about him. A little more specifically, the suit alleges they, quote, accused Nilsson of violating the law when in fact there had been no such violation. Nilsson's court claim does not specify which law he was accused of breaking. However, this summer, sponsors of a subsequent public recall effort against another counselor, Lee Corio, alleged that Nilsson, Corio, and former counselors Melinda Hofstadt and Sarah Stoner violated the Open Meetings Act. All the counselors have denied those allegations. Hofstadt and Stoner have since resigned from the council. Nielsen's attorney named Wallace as a second defendant in the claim late last month, and he was officially notified this past week. Wallace and Stromdahl both declined comment to KFSK for this story. Nielsen has declined comment on the suit in the past, and we were unable to reach him for this story. According to court documents, Stromdahl and Wallace are sharing an attorney who has requested that Nielsen's suit be tried by jury. Nilsson's decision to add Wallace as a defendant could have allowed the defense more time to prepare. However, in an August 19th brief, Wallace and Stromdahl's attorney, Danielle Ryman, emphasized that the defense was prepared to move ahead and the defendants wanted to avoid any delay. Ryman wrote, quote, plaintiffs' allegations, which defendants fervently deny, have been disruptive to their lives and have been an issue of ongoing public concern in the Petersburg community. A pretrial conference is scheduled for Monday, August 24th in Petersburg. I'm Matt Lichtenstein.